Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This marks the 222nd Motown Memories show. To honor that, we'll feature all songs that reached number 2 on the rhythm and blues charts of the United States. This half hour, we'll hear from Martha and the Vandellas, the Marvelettes, the Miracles, the Supremes, Stevie Wonder, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, the Commodores, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, and the Temptations. That's all coming up during the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
with our memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from the Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson. That was the Tracks of My Tears that reached number 2 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1965. Before that, the Marvelettes, The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game, that reached number 2 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1967. And we start with Martha and the Vandellas, I'm Ready for Love, number 2 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1966. You've found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And in honor of the 222nd Motown Memory Show, we're featuring all songs that reached number 2 on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, coming up, a song that actually made number 1 on the U.S. Billboard charts, but number 2 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965, The Supremes with I Hear a Symphony. Well, I Hear a Symphony was written by that great Motown writing team of Brian Holland, Lamont Doggia, and Eddie Holland, and it was produced by Brian and Lamont. It reached number 1 on November 20th, 1965. Well, before this song, the Supremes had an unprecedented 5 number 1 U.S. Billboard chart singles. And they released a track from their More Hits by the Motown's albums as the new 45 before this. That song was nothing but heartaches. It was anxiously watched by the group's fans to see if they could pull off the impossible and stretch their run of number 1 songs to 6. Well, this time, the answer was a resounding no. Well, Nothing But Heartaches only reached number 11. Lamont Doggia recalled at the time that that was humiliating. It was considered a flop for us. We had failed. Well, of course, it wasn't too bad. We considered that of the first 8 Supreme singles, only one had climbed higher than number 75. Lamont further recalled that, quote, "We learn humility, and we realize there is a downside to everything. We were still kids, and we were still learning about life. It helped us in our writing." Here are the Supremes featuring Diana Ross, I Hear a Symphony, right here on Motown Memories.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're
memories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com.
Feeling.
Junior rocked with the All-Stars with Gotta Get a Hold on That Feeling. They reached number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. Before that, Stevie Wonder, You Meant Your Match, number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1968. And we started with The Supremes, I Hear a Symphony, number 2 Rhythm and Blues chart topper from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature all number 2 songs on the Rhythm and Blues charts for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, a beautiful, sweet, slow song from the Commodores, Sweet Love, number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1976. Well, the Commodores met as freshmen at Tuskegee Alabama Institute, which is now known as Tuskegee University. They met in 1968, and they signed with the Motown record label in November 1972, first having caught the public eye, opening for the Jackson 5 while on tour. Well, the Commodores have sold over 75 million records overall. And of course, they're best known for their ballads, Just as Easy and Three Times a Lady, and the song coming up, Sweet Love. The group also recorded some funky, driven dance hits in the 1970s, which includes Brick House, Say Ya, Fancy Dancer, and Too Hot to Trot. Well, the Commodores originally called themselves the Jays, but had to change their name because of the similarly named group OJs. To choose a new name, Commodores member William King opened a dictionary and randomly picked a word. He recalled that we lucked out. We almost became the Commodes. The Commodores, right here on Motown.
Show me a river that's so deep. Show me a mountain so high. I'll show you love that'll last forever. Show me a place where dreams are for dreamers, and all the things you wish come true, yeah. I'd wish the world had all happy people, then there'd be no more wishing to do.
Oh, if I could build my whole world around you, darling, first
Well, we've reached the halfway point of Motown Memories, celebrating the 222nd Motown Memory Show, featuring all number two songs in the rhythm and blues charts. Well, after the break, Stevie Wonder, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.